Welcome to One Beer, One Song. This is your host, Russ, and each week we miscategorize and underappreciate one beer and one song. We're the only podcast on the internet that covers beer and... Oh, there's someone at the One Beer, One Song door. Let's see who it is.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. You are...
I'm Tony.
And we would know you from...
It's my podcast. You're in my house.
And you're here because...
Because I said, Russ, we should probably keep making podcasts if we're... Or just wrap it up.
I'm sorry. That was 4 months. It's clouding my mind. I just... did you always have a beard?
This is sort of because... Wait, how do I... This is awful. You're awful.
Well, welcome to the show. Well, I've been looking for a co-host for some time, for about 4 months, as a matter of fact. Well, my former podcast partner decided to, one, break the recording equipment, two, travel the world for multiple weeks at a time, and then also insisted I get a divorce. So here's where we are.
I'm pretty sure your divorce happened before all of this.
Yeah, a little bit.
Don't drag me into your... Yes, welcome to One Beer, One Song.
Week one, college football.
That's right. Where do we leave off? College football preview.
Where are we
Has
now?
Anything happened
since, We're now since down to the then? Championship game.
Huh. So it's Louisville and Florida State, right, in championship?
That's correct.
I called that one. I don't even remember.
We had a guy named Kit on the show. We talked about football, and it was kind of great. And then
I've actually gotten a lot of really positive feedback on having Kit as a guest, so we're going to need to do that more often.
Well, anytime we have a guest, the show is better.
Fair. Fair. That works.
Anybody knowledgeable about a subject that comes on the show is better than us talking and vomiting out of our ear holes.
So how do we best encapsulate everything that's happened in the last 4+ months without doing a 9-hour podcast?
Flipping you the bird.
So, as Russ it alluded to a minute ago, the hard drive in my old laptop died or was dying and couldn't record anything. In fact, we recorded the same episode twice because of hard drive errors. And even
then,
after
I got arrested.
After the second time, it wouldn't work. And I couldn't get it done. So that one is, oh, wow, that's going to have to be, that was spicy.
You're always like, get it close to the mic, get it close to the mic, get it close to the mic.
I would, that, now you make it sound creepy. But yeah, that hard drive died. I went to London. I went to San Francisco twice. I went to Australia for a week and a half.
Country.
I tell you what, man, Australia is the most American place I've ever been to outside of America.
Go on.
Sydney, Australia might as well be Seattle. When you're in there, out there, it's like a bunch of tall buildings, a bunch of people doing city people stuff. Everything's in English. Everything's in dollars. People like to drink beer and get wasted and watch sports. It, for being 9,000 miles away from where we're sitting right now, it is the most American place outside of America.
Hand me your glass of beer. I thought that was a bomber.
Wait, no, give it back. So we are still going to drink a beer and talk about a song, but you know, we can also reminisce on the latter third of 2016. And also in addition to all the travel festivities, the sewer main in my basement backed up and I had to, now we have an impromptu basement remodel, on the docket for the next couple of months.
You replaced windows in your house?
We replaced windows. We replaced our HVAC, not the whole HVAC, but all the guts. My grandmother died and I had to go to Iowa for that.
So go ahead, give a shit why we haven't recorded.
So it's, you know, throughout all of my festive latter third of 2016, rest assured, I carried punishing guilt with me about not producing better and more podcast episodes.
I don't believe you.
Come on.
You're like if you were like sending me notes from grandma's funeral about, hey, here's new topics for next week's episode, that would have shown me guilt. But we didn't talk about shit for like 3 months there.
The challenge with logistically with getting this thing together is getting us both here or somewhere together with all of this equipment, which...
Yeah, I don't travel internationally. I don't travel. My job... Oh, by the way, yep. Have a job.
Yeah. You changed jobs.
I changed jobs. I was forced to find new employment. So that was good.
Just say you upgraded. It's fine.
I did upgrade.
Yeah, I know you did.
Oh, feels good. So yeah, I don't think you fostered a lot of guilt. We'd send each other emails like once a month being like, you want to make a podcast on Monday? And then you would respond and be like, I'd love to, except I'll be in Australia starting the day prior for the next, you know, month. I was like, oh, okay, so we'll just wait.
Yeah, it was basically Russ would be like, what's your deal? And I'd be like, not now, for the last 4 months.
But yet we got together like once or twice and watched football.
But yeah, that priorities.
Right,
priorities.
Football, podcasting.
Indeed. So, all
right, so this week's beer.
Yeah, tell me about the beer. I bought it in my and put it in my fridge like a month and a half ago and then found it today when I was like, oh shit, Russ is going to come over and we have to record. Do I have a beer that, oh, look at this. What is this?
Allagash Brewing Company, Open Cautiously, Contents Under Pressure. That's not the name. It's Farm to Face, ale brewed with peaches. The apples, or the peaches, I guess, came from Applecrest Farm, which, oh, now I'm confused. It's an ale brewed with peaches, and the peaches came from Applecrest Farm. I don't trust the peaches.
It's just confusing branding. Farmers aren't marketers.
Neither are breweries. Farm to Face is bright amber in color and has aroma of peach, graham cracker, and green apple. Mm-hmm. Drinking this medium-bodied beer is like biting into a juicy peach with tartness throughout. I feel dirty. Do you remember the movie Face Off?
Nicolas Cage and
John Travolta.
Yeah, yeah.
Scientology versus humanity. And the creepy character is always talking about oral sexuality. He's like, I can eat a peach for days. And you're like, dude, that's creepy. That's creepy. This beer begins, none of that, what I just said, was on the label. Now I'm going to go back to the label. This beer begins as a pale ale fermented in stainless tanks with our house yeast. After primary fermentation, we add Pediococcus. That also sounds dirty.
Pediococcus. Which can also be a horrible like infection off flavor.
And lactobacillus. And age it for 10 months with 3 pounds of peaches per gallon. Jesus, 3 pounds of peaches per gallon from our friends at the misnamed Applecrest Farm in New Hampshire.
Wait, hold on.
Yep.
Think of a gallon of milk.
I missed you.
Just think of what that looks like.
Right.
Can you put 3 pounds of peaches into it?
With a little lube and a lot of determination.
Just say it's a welcoming vessel with a big enough opening.
You've got you have your verbiage,
pounds,
I have mine.
3 pounds of peaches in one hand. Can you put that into a gallon of milk? And also a beer.
If it's soft enough.
So we're drinking peach compote, is what you're saying?
I'm not saying anything. I read from the label and also had a throwback to a delightfully late 90s movie called Face Off.
What the hell does it smell like? It better smell like peaches. It
smells like peach cobbler. A tart peach cobbler. I get the graham cracker. I definitely get the peach.
I mean,
I don't get green apple.
This is one of those situations where if you handed me this beer and you said, smell this, what does it smell like? I would say
it's yeasty peaches.
It'd smell yeasty, a little bit funky. I get some peach notes. Mm-hmm. But now having read the label, it's like, oh, it's all peaches and oh, there's graham crackers in there. Like without being primed.
Right.
I don't get graham cracker, but
you're right. I get yeast.
Now that
I
marketers
get that fluffy
have,
pie yeast.
Yeah. Which is the job of the label. That's fine. I'm not criticizing. This is actually more of a critique on the bluntness of my olfactory situation.
Your olfactory has a situation?
Yeah, it's a whole narrative. It's full of boogers and
shame.
Way tarter than I was expecting.
Oh man, the nose doesn't represent this beer at all.
That is really tart, but really good.
Mm. Now I think you can get into like the tartness of the green apple.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't taste green apple per se, but like the tartness of a green apple is prevalent.
Yeah,
but that could be from the lactobacillus.
I don't think of peaches as particularly tart. They have a tartness, but that's not like the forward flavor.
Young peaches can be tart. Young peaches can be not sweet. A ripened peach can be juicy and succulent and overbearingly sweet. It's an assault on the senses. I've been saving that phrase for 4 months. It's an assault on the senses.
I mean, peaches are really only perfect for like an hour and a half.
That's avocados. You're confusing.
No, both.
No, you're confusing peaches with avocados.
It's like there's a peach and you're like, no, it's too hard. It's too hard. And then you come back the next morning and it's like, oh, it's a puddle.
Okay.
you have some window where like peaches are perfect for
oh, that peach is too hard the next day. It hasn't become a puddle. It's, oh, you're softer. Do I want a peach? Do I want that peach? No. I'll wait 24 more hours. That peach, that sounds delightful. Now I have juices running down my chin and just, it's delightful.
So is it perfect then, or was it perfect the day before when you didn't want it?
I think it depends on the peach experience.
Overripe when you're dribbling peach juice down your face?
Excuse me. That was it depends on the peach experience you want.
I don't know.
My parents, when I was growing up, they would literally buy bushels of peaches. Mm-hmm. I think we picked them, or no, that would be an OSHA thing. So they would buy them, and they had Tupperware because it was the 80s and Tupperware was everywhere, and they had a square container, and they would sit around their kitchen table with newsprint down to protect the table, and they would carve up the peaches, peel them, carve them up, put them into the Tupperware container, fill them with liquid, some type of preservative, and some sugar, and dessert then for the next 12 months. And it's one of the things I miss and I can't eat anymore because sugar, but you'd literally take one out at the start of dinner out of the freezer, turn upside down, and then you have frozen peaches for dessert. And of course, you know how sugar ice water in there too, which is
right.
It's just crack cocaine for an 8-year-old. But frozen peaches were a staple growing up, and now you can just go to the store and buy a bag of frozen peaches with no sugar ice water juice.
That's a very Midwestern thing. If peaches grew further north,
but this was Georgia. Stop stealing my stuff.
No, I do. Yes.
So the beer is. Well, mine's kind of cloudy.
Mine's,
but I look over
brilliantly clear. Ridiculously clear. You poured mine first, it should be noted.
I poured mine second, and then I realized this wasn't a bomber, so I stole some of yours.
Poured some back in here, but you got the bottom of the bottle, which is the point.
Right. But I looked in the bottle, and there's no sediment in the bottle bottle.
You must have swirled it up nice and got it all in your glass.
Yeah, I want to make sure the glass is covered in sed.
this is good. But it's bold. I don't know.
It's a very, I don't want to say it's a sharp tartness. It's a very clear tartness. It's kind of like ringing the bell, a bing.
Yeah, it's not, it's very bright. It's not funky at all.
No. And it has a peach tone to it. It's not overwhelmingly peach flavored, but you get that peach note with the tartness. It's not like a separate thing there. I've been practicing in my 4 months. When I have a beer at home, I'm like, Fred, I'm going to talk out loud for the next 30 minutes about this beer. It's like, that's cool. I'm going to watch Game of Thrones. but yeah, this is a delicious beer. I'm kind of pissed the bottle's so small and we had to split it.
Well, and I didn't even really know that this beer was a thing. And to be perfectly transparent, there's some beer dudes at work and they have a little chat room in our company chat system about beer. And our building is right next to a very, very good beer store that gets sometimes, depending on the size of the release, a limited release will only show up at this particular store. And these guys are on the pulse of all of that stuff, when it ships, which distributor got it.
You've once described it to me as someone will post something in the channel of beer knowledge, mm-hmm. and you can just hear laptops closing across the office as everybody just shuffles over to walk half a block to the store and back.
Exactly, yeah. So I end up being a beneficiary of that because I'm just like, oh, that sounds interesting. I'll walk next door because it takes 10 minutes and to get there and back. And I went over there and I was actually looking for something else. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. Somebody in the chat room said, and I asked the guy, I was like, do you have any farm to face? And he's like, sure. And he brings out my one bottle. And I was like, all right, cool.
Do you have any more farm to face? No,
no, some for you.
Yeah. So the other thing we do on this internet sound thing is we do a song.
It's true. So for the song this week.
The greatest hits of Father Mulcahy.
This week, this month, the past quarter plus. This is, and you know, throughout, this show started May of 2012, and we've taken some breaks here and there, and they're usually accidental where it's like, oh, hell, life interfered.
Right.
This is by far the longest break we've ever taken.
We took one break specifically because you and I weren't having fun. We're like, eh.
Yeah.
And it was like a month later, we're like, oh, do you miss that thing we used to do, naked? Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do it again? Yeah.
It's true. and so, yeah, we're back. And but this is definitely the longest break. So we talked a bit about what song encapsulates where the world is right now or where we are right now. And it's kind of hard to nail down. You've got to basically pick one editorial path of differing sentimentality to really, and then you've got to commit to that. And it's like, you could do a George Michael song, or you could do any number of songs from people that passed away last year. Although for everybody who's including Lemmy Kilmister in their 2016 RIP collages, he died in 2015. Granted, it was December 28th, and I get that he's a late entry, but he died in 2015, so don't be sloppy.
Earlier, a couple weeks ago on Facebook, some friends started posting, "Oh my God, Ugga 9 died. How sad is this?" And I was like, wait. No. Ugga 9 died a year ago. Why are you memorializing? You got tricked by news.
Yeah, I love when people will post one of those like things from 2012, like so-and-so died and no
Emma Fitzgerald knew. Just died. No, that she didn't.
Yes. So anyway, we're going to go a different direction, and we're just going to talk about a local Atlanta band that released a really good record last year. And we've actually talked about them before. It's a band called Whores.
Watch your mouth.
So they're called Whores. And they released an album this year called Gold. And they spent...
Gold Whores?
Just Gold. Whores, period, is the name of the band. Album, Gold.
Is that your commentary on the album?
No.
Okay.
I think the album's great. I like Whores. It's a little different.
I'm sorry. And you,
it's the world's oldest profession, Russ.
Well, and we shouldn't judge them. People should be able to do whatever the hell they want with your body. I just didn't expect to hear you say, "I like Whores."
Well, I do like Whores.
I do like Whores.
The band from Atlanta. They're
sex workers.
So they released an album called Gold in 2016. And it's really good. And they spent like 6 weeks.
They spent like six weeks or so
In November and December on the road with Red Fang and Torch.
Red Fang.
Two bands who we've also done on this show before. Red Fang out of Portland, Torch out of Atlanta / Miami.
The names of these bands, just to say,
they're
Red
awesome.
Fang and Torch. I don't remember. But I think there should be more inflection on their band names. Like Red Fang, Torch.
Well, that's a you.
I just want marketing
editorial decision that you can now. Every time somebody, "Hey, did you hear that band Red Fang?" You can be like,
"You mean
no
Red Fang?"
Yeah, right. Whatever it takes, Russ. Whatever it takes,
bro.
So definitely finish everything with bro. So Whores released an album called Gold in 2016 for Frigg's sake, and we're gonna play the first song off of it. It's called Playing Poor.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Nah, man. That was good shit.
No, it wasn't. There wasn't. The only redeeming thing I could think of about the song was the tuning of the toms. I thought they were mic'd really well. Toms sounded really crisp.
You pick out the weirdest shit to focus on.
I was trying to find something good because that's 3 minutes of my life. I'm never getting back. You're a fucking dick, and that's a worthless goddamn piece of shit song.
So it's worth noting that we're recording in the upstairs guest bedroom slash office in my house because we can't be in the basement because my sewer main backed up. And
hey, that's a you problem.
It is a me problem, yeah. So that the basement is out of commission right now. And when the song came on, Russ immediately got up and went and laid on the bed in the guest bedroom.
Because it hurt. It hurt. There's no point to this.
Oh, it's
there's
so good.
No, it's not. Why is it good?
Because
there was no English language in there that I could discern.
Well, you weren't listening hard enough.
Oh, no, but I could listen to the tom sounds just fine. I think I was listening just fine, Simon.
Yeah, this the Russ just that was a little, that was a bit much, I think.
Sorry. You play things that make me angry. I'm going to share
it. I don't think you've been putting enough time into new material, and that's where you really need to focus on. Don't focus on talking about beer to your roommate. Focus on new material for music that you hate.
Why do you choose to and cuz you've made a conscious choice of bringing music you know I would hate. Why would you do that? Why can't we find something palatable that we can both agree on?
Because that's boring as hell.
For whom?
Me and our listener.
Again, it's all about you.
The next episode, which will be coming out in April, will have a song that Russ will like on it, maybe, if he brings one that he likes.
I'm going to find good things in 2017, starting with this beer.
Yeah, this is a good one that came out a few months ago. But we're drinking it in 2017.
Yeah, I mean, delightfully tart, not overbearing, other flavors going on.
Bright, clean.
Beautiful.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is a, and it was not, it's in a smaller bottle. What size is that? Is that a
16.9? I'm sorry, 12.7.
What's the?
375.
Right, 370. So half a wine bottle. With a like cork and a cage and everything, which I guess because of pressure.
We knew it was a cork.
But you expect a beer that comes in a package like that to be super funky.
No.
Or barrel-aged or whatever. I don't expect like a bright, clean beer to come out of a dark brown package with a cage on the top of it.
I think you should adjust your expectations.
I should because I have been
You're judging a beer by how it's packaged? Brown bottle, cage, cork? And you assume that it can't be bright and a little funky?
I am, yeah. Clearly, because I knew nothing about this beer before I asked for it at Green's.
I was just told I should buy this and then put it over ice and drink it.
Right. Like, hey, do you have a thing? I heard on the internet it's supposed to be good.
I heard you can mix it with Fanta and it's awesome.
Put it in my hand. Thanks. But yeah, there's so much beer out there right now that you have no, most people have no choice but to make a decision based on the label, just like wine, just like people have been doing with wine for years. And then use a little bit of your, at least with beer, there's some geo, like it's like, okay, this is from San Diego. That means if it's hoppy, it's probably pretty good. But also there's 100 breweries in San Diego County. So like maybe some of them are not good. I don't know. It's hard. There's too much beer.
Oh, what a shame.
I mean, it's job security for us because we do a podcast. We do the internet's only podcast about beer.
And it's amazing that, you know, we've been able to secure 7-digit salaries based on this.
I mean, you know.
So thank you, listeners.
We're creating new markets here.
Bye.
Bye.